The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, and welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida. And I just want to say this very, very quickly. For those of you here in Ohio, please give me just a few seconds to talk to the folks down in Tampa. All right, just give me a few seconds. And then I got some breaking news for those of you here in Columbus. So the people in Tampa will have to forgive me. But let me talk to the Columbus people first. Shots fired at Polaris Mall, Polaris Fashion Place. It's not called a mall. Again, for the second time in 2 weeks, don't know any of the details, but about 3:20 p.m., police reported calls were coming in that shots had been fired at the Polaris Fashion Place Mall. And again, second time in 2 weeks. Don't know any other details. If we get any more, we'll let you know. Now, to our Tampa folks, my wife and I had the privilege of spending a little vacation time down in your area in Tampa. And first, I want to thank you for arranging for spectacular weather while we were there. It was unbelievably, it was just great. But you folks are so privileged to be able to listen to WTBN. I'm telling you, the staff at WTBN, solid gold. They were so kind. They were so gracious. I broadcast my program for several days from the Tampa studios. WTBN is a Salem affiliate, and they could not have been more gracious, more welcoming, more efficient in allowing me to do my program from Tampa. So just thank you to all of the staff there at WTBN. And for those of you who listen on WTBN, what a great station. What great people. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Well, we should have known it. It's Trump's fault. Of course it's Trump's fault. Well, you know, for 4 years, the liberal left, anytime anything negative happened anywhere in the world, if there was an earthquake in Japan, it was Donald Trump's fault. We knew that. Well, how did Donald Trump cause an earthquake in Japan? Well, we don't know all the details yet, but we know it was his fault. And what about that hurricane? Well, anyway, everything was Trump's fault. Everything. Got credit for nothing, blamed for everything. Now, during the last year of the Trump administration, if you followed this at all, you know the number of illegals coming across into America from our southern border dropped dramatically the last year. It took a while. It took a while. But the last year, the drop was incredible. The number of children coming across the border unaccompanied dropped dramatically. In fact, the drop was so dramatic, the Trump administration was able to close those cages. Remember, Donald Trump's keeping kids in cages down at the border. Remember all that? Now, what the mainstream media didn't tell you is those so-called cages were built by the Obama administration. They were not built by Trump. For a while, Trump used the Obama cages. They weren't really cages, but since they were blaming Trump, that's what they called them. And anyway, the Trump immigration policy was so successful, they were able to close those. Close them down. Didn't need them. Shut those cages down. And then Joe Biden was inaugurated. Within 2 weeks, and don't believe me. Please, check it out. Within 2 weeks, there was an enormous surge of illegals coming across our southern border. Not only that, there was a tremendous surge in children coming across the southern border. So much so, the Biden administration had to reactivate the cages. Well, now the news media didn't call them cages when Biden was using them or when Obama was using them. The same facilities, they only called them cages when Trump. But they're soft-sided. Well, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. The crisis has gotten so bad. State of Texas has had to call out the National Guard. The Biden administration has had to activate FEMA to go down and help. The crisis is so bad, they have completely run out of places for these children, and even the liberal Washington Post is saying that these children are living in horrible conditions, and they're being held illegally. Well, yeah, they've been held longer than the American government is allowed to hold them legally. So the Biden administration is actually breaking the law in the length of time that these kids are being kept. In some areas, it's like a 700% increase. It's a crisis. The crisis is so bad, in fact, that the Biden administration is asking for volunteers to come to the border and help. You mean untrained, non-professional, just common, ordinary? Yeah, we need help. We need volunteers. Could you come down and help us? And yet they still refuse to call it a crisis. Now, I said all of that to get to Nancy Pelosi. Guess whose fault it is? Now, remember, the last year of the Trump administration, things were going really, really well compared to before. 2 weeks after Joe Biden was inaugurated, we saw the beginning of a crisis. Not until after Joe Biden was inaugurated. But guess whose fault it is? It's Trump. Yeah, according to Nancy Pelosi. Children are going days without showers or sunlight. Newspapers in the South are reporting it. It's, quote, akin to jail. Oh, and I said 700% increase. It's actually 729% increase. Oh, and by the way, immigration lawyers are being denied access to get to these kids, to defend them, and so forth, yeah. Nancy Pelosi acknowledged yesterday that there is, quote, a humanitarian challenge at the border. But the reason? Donald Trump and climate change. No, I'm not making this up. No, I'm not making this up. Nancy Pelosi said, quote, what the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border. And they, Biden, are working to correct that in the children's interest. I'm so pleased that the president, as a temporary measure, has sent FEMA to the border in order to help facilitate the children going from, one, the 72-hour issue into where they are cared for as they are transferred into family homes or homes that are safe for them to be in. So this, again, is a transition for what was wrong before to what is right. To get this, according to Nancy Pelosi's reasoning, what was wrong was a trickle of illegals coming across the border. What was wrong was a trickle of children being abandoned to what is right. A 700% increase, no place to put the kids, living in squalid conditions, keeping attorneys back from representing them. That is better, according to Nancy Pelosi. But it's not just Donald Trump. It's also climate change. My most recent trip to the Northern Triangle, that would be Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, you see the impact of the climate change, mind you. It's not Biden's fault. It's not the Democrats. It's Trump and climate change. So says Nancy.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Ohio or whether you're listening in Florida. And I don't know what the temperature is in Florida today, but I know it's warmer than in Ohio. It's cold up here. It's supposed to get warmer tomorrow and the rest of the week, but it's cold today. When Donald Trump was elected, and my listeners know this, those of you in Tampa, you don't know this, but during the campaign for the 2016 presidency, Donald Trump was not my candidate. I didn't like him, didn't want him. Out of the 15, 16, 17 Republican candidates, he was at the bottom of the list for me. Last. Not second to last. He was last. When he became the candidate, I was shocked, as well as a whole lot of other people. And when I had the choice between Donald Trump, who said he was pro-life, I honestly didn't know whether he was telling the truth or not. In fact, I really doubted it. I really doubted that he was really pro-life. I thought he was just saying that to get conservatives to vote for him, but I didn't really believe it. But I knew about Hillary Clinton. Trump was a big unknown. I knew exactly what we would have gotten with Hillary. So I voted for Trump, and I made my listeners a promise. When he does something good, I'll hand some praise his way. If he does something bad, I will criticize him. And I think I did a fairly good job of that through his 4 years. Surprisingly to me, there was a whole lot more praise than criticism. He shocked me. He really was pro-life. Turned out to be the most pro-life president in American history. There were a lot of surprises. But anyway, when Joe Biden was elected, I made my listeners the same promise. When he does something good, I'll praise him. When he does something bad, I will criticize him. So far, I have found very, very little to praise him for because of his performance and the flip-flopping. Let me give you an example. back in 1994, when Joe Biden was in the Senate, a worried Delaware taxpayer sent a message to Senator Biden, and he said, quote, please, this is not the senator, this is the taxpayer, one of the constituents of Joe Biden. Please don't force me to pay for abortions against my conscience. Joe Biden, again, this is 1994, sent a response, quote, I will continue to abide by the same principle that has guided me through my 21 years in the Senate. Those of us who are opposed to abortion, those of us who are opposed to abort, this is Joe Biden. Those of us, did I mention this is Joe Biden? Yeah. Those of us who are opposed to abortion should not be compelled to pay for them. As you may know, Biden continued, I have consistently on no fewer than 50 occasions voted against federal funding of abortions. And he wasn't done. The government should not tell those with strong convictions against abortion, such as you and I, that we must pay for them. That was Joe Biden. I'm pro-life. I'm against abortion. I promise you I will never vote for government to force taxpayers to pay for abortion. Fast forward. Joe Biden is now president. He was asked during the campaign if he would support the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal dollars of any kind going towards abortion. His website, Joe Biden's website, said, quote, Vice President Biden favors repealing the Hyde Amendment. And when the $1.9 trillion so-called COVID relief bill was sent by Biden to the legislature, there was no Hyde Amendment. Also, in 2020, during the campaign, in order to get people to vote for him, he said he would, quote, restore federal funding for Planned Parenthood. That's a quote from Joe Biden. Either lied or he changed his position completely. I'll let you decide. A whole bunch of evangelical Christians voted for Joe Biden. I want to say this kindly and really seriously. You're going to have to give an account for that. Joe Biden, in just less than 3 months, has become the most pro-abortion president in American history. And pro-life people, seriously, are going to have to give an account for that. Yep. All right. Quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.